Blog Talk Radio.
Turn away from their wicked way. He said that he will hear from heaven. He said that he will forgive the sin. And he said that he will heal the land. So today, we're here on this morning getting ready, praise God, to lift up the great and mighty name of Jesus. For yes, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords, and he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. We thank God today that he has all power in his hand, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And there is nothing too hard for God. So we want you, praise God, to get ready to believe God, to get ready to stand on God's word. For the word of God say, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of the word of God will fail. For great is the Lord, and he is greatly to be praised. So this morning, just get ready to receive God. Get ready to be blessed of the Lord. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name, we lift your name up high, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. For your word says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn away from their wicked ways. God, you said that you would hear from heaven. You said, God, that you will forgive the sin. And you said, God, that you will heal the land. So, Lord, today we come before you with thanksgiving. Today we praise your name, and today, God, we lift your name up high. And for this, God, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank God this morning that we can make a joyful noise before the Lord. We would like to welcome our radio audience to Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center, wherever you may be, in South Carolina, Missouri, Mexico, wherever you may be this morning. We want you to get ready to praise the Lord, and we want you to get ready to hear the Word of God, the Word of God that will save you, the Word of God that will make a difference in our lives. So why don't we, at this moment, let us get ready before we enter to God's word. If you have a Bible, you may be in your living room. You may be in a room that you have access to a Bible. But we want you to just to lift it up and give reference unto the Most High God. For God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. So we want you to just to get ready to lift that Bible up before the Lord, and let's repeat after me. For this is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, we thank God for your confession of faith on this morning. Yes, you are listening to the Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, we are here to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God. And we thank God in the name of Jesus for those that are here, praise God, to lift up his name. So this morning, we're going to be finding ourselves, not from your favorite magazine, not that magazine that you might have read on last week, that you have thumbed through on this morning, but we're going to come from the Word of God, the Word of God that will bring light, the Word of God that will give us revelation, the Word of God that will give us understanding, the Word of God will give us that credibility to do great and mighty things for him. So why don't you turn to John, the third chapter, and that is, if we're going to begin at that first verse. And it reads, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do this miracle that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can these things be? How can a man be born again? How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time unto his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter unto the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You know, I love the Word of God. I love being able to preach the Word of God, because each time we open the Word of God, we open up life. We're getting God speaking to our heart. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want some faith, you want to be built up, you want God to move inside of you, you've got to be able to read the Word of God so God can speak unto our spirit, that God can give us revelation and understanding of His Word. So when we look at this portion of the Word in John, that third chapter, we see that Nicodemus, the Word tells us that he was a ruler. The Bible said he was a ruler of the Jews, and he came to Jesus by night. He didn't come when everybody else may you have expected him to come, but Nicodemus, he came by night. The Word did tell us that he was a ruler. He had authority. He had power. He had something on the inside that made the difference inside of him. So when we look at the Word of God, he apparently had heard the Word. He heard them talking about someone talking about him. You know, in order for us to hear Jesus, in order for him to manifest himself into us, we're going to have to let others hear about Jesus. So when we look at the word Nicodemus, somebody picked his interest. Something that he heard made a difference. Yes, something that came on the inside that stirred him up. There is in the inside of us, we need God to move on the inside of us. We need God to make a difference in our lives. That is the only way that we're going to be able to see the kingdom of heaven. If I would use as a topic today, I would use, today is the day that you can be born again. The Word of God tells us that you must be born again. It is not an option, but it is, if we want to be saved, that we must be born again. So Nicodemus didn't know anything about being born again, but yet his interest was piqued. And he wanted to come. He didn't come when everybody else came, but he came at a time to Jesus so he can have that one-on-one time with him. So when he came to Jesus, they said that he came at night. You see, he was a ruler. He was a leader. He had goods, and he had things that in his life and people that in his life that looked up to him and knew that he was a leader, knew that he was one that ruled and one that tells others what to do and make great decisions. So he, in his heart, he decided that he was going. I don't know what his intention was, and he did not want anyone to see him. But the important thing is that this man, he decided that I'm going to see Jesus. Whether it's early in the morning, whether it's on the streets, whether it's on the highways, whether it's on the byway, when your interest gets piqued, you want to see Jesus. And I marvel at the man. I marvel at Nicodemus, because the important thing is that he knew that he needed a life change. He knew that something needed to be stirred up in his life. He knew that he could not longer be the man that he was. So therefore, he decided that he was going to go to Jesus. This is a question he posed to him in that second verse of the third chapter of John. And the word of God says, the same came to Jesus by night. And he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God. We know that thou art a teacher. He knew it was something different about Jesus. I want to know this morning, do anybody know that there is something different about you? That is what Nicodemus, he noticed that there was a difference about Jesus. He said, no man can do the miracles. He said, nobody can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. I don't know that he see the eyes of blind being open. I don't know that he see the lame that was walking. I don't know that he hears the teaching that Jesus was teaching to the people. But whatever it was that brought him by night to Jesus, he said that I'm going to come. So he began to reminisce. He began to tell them of Jesus, about him. He knew that something different. He knew what Jesus did. Nobody could do it except God be with him. So when we look at that third verse, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him. See, he knew Nicodemus even before Nicodemus came into to see him by night. Don't you know God knows us even before we come unto him? Nicodemus, the word of God tell us in that third verse again, when the Lord God said unto us, verily, verily, I say unto thee that ye must. You got to get that now. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You're not going to see God's kingdom unless you are born again, unless you're walking in the Spirit, unless the word of God is abiding deep down on the inside. The word of God says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And when I read the word of God, it brings the word of God to me, because it reacting what's in me and what God has put in my intelligence, in my spirit. So therefore, in order for me to ask, I've got to believe that what God says, that he's going to react upon it. Because the word says, ask and it shall be. Not maybe, but the word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said, to seek and ye shall find. He said, the knock and the doors shall be open. The word said, if we have a faith of a grain of a mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. The word of God said that it shall be moved. And Nicodemus said unto Jesus, he said, how can a man be born when he is old? How can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter to the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? He didn't understand this born again thing, this situation. What he's saying to me, what he's saying that he must be born again. I know when I was a baby, my mother carried me in her womb, and I was born, but you're telling me that I'm a man now, and you're telling me that I must go back into my mother's womb and be born again? I don't understand what you are saying. So Jesus began to let Nicodemus know. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee," talking about Nicodemus, "except a man," come on, "except a man," listen to me, radio audience, listen to me wherever you may be, listen to what the word of God is saying to us on this morning, "except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter unto the kingdom of God." It's not our way. It's not the way that we wanted to be born again. There are people that think it is a certain way, a way that they can be born again. But the word of God is the only way that we're going to be changed. The only way that our heart is going to be changed. The only way that God will give us a renewed mind. The word of God say to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind through the Spirit. Do your mind need to be transformed? I believe that that day and that hour and that night that Nicodemus came to Jesus, I believe that he was going to get a mind transformation. I believe that God was going to deal with his heart. Come on now. There are people that God wants to deal with. There are people that God wants them to hear them, that God wants them to hear the word of God, that want to build their faith, to take them to that higher height and that deeper depth in him. And you know what? I like what Paul said, because Paul was a man that I greatly respect. Although, just like me, just like you, they're going through trials in their life, going through testing in their life. He wasn't always a good man, educated, yes. Spoke aware of, yes. But yes, Paul, he was a man that persecuted the people of God. But after God had knocked him off his horse and God spoke to him, his life changed. Just like his life changed, God's going to change Nicodemus' life. Just like he's going to change, he changed my life. And so, therefore, Paul said, he said in Galatians 2 and 20, he said, "I am," come on, he said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is the Christ that lives within me." Huh. It's the life that I now live in the flesh. I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. So Jesus letting him know that you got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. And if you're not born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. He said that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, "Marvel not, I say unto thee." Come on, he's talking to Nicodemus. "Marvel not that I say unto you." He said, Nicodemus, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, boys and girls, wherever you are, the Bible said, he said that ye must be born again. It's not something that you want to do or don't do. Yes, we do have a choice. Because in the Word of God let us know that we can choose ye this day. Joshua 24 and 15, I believe. Choose ye this day. He said, choose ye this day whom you would serve. He said, for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So it is a choice. But yet, the Word of God letting us know, if you want to get into heaven, if you want to see the I am that I am, if you want to see the Alpha and Omega, if you want to see the God that is able to heal, the God that is able to deliver, the God that is able to save your soul, the God that is able to saturate and to change you, the Word telling us this morning that it said to Nicodemus and to the world that ye must be born again in order to see the kingdom of heaven. Your life has to be changed. It can't anymore be what Dr. McCoy wants to do. It has to be what God wants to do on the inside of me, to wash me with the word. I say, oh God, continue to wash me with the word. Wash me and make me whole. So he was serious about it. And I believe that he loved Nicodemus like he loved us. So you have an option to choose me this day, who you're going to serve. You have an option to want to be born again. God not going to make, he didn't make Nicodemus be born again. He had a choice whether or not he's going to receive the Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings in his life. But he wanted him to understand clearly that you must be born again. This is what he said. This is what he said in the 8th verse of that 3rd chapter of John. He said, listen, the wind bloweth where it lists, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it comes and where it goeth. So is every man, everyone that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Ask some questions. I don't understand. I need you to kind of download it, break it down, show me what you're saying, God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel? I mean, he's talking back to him. You know, you are in great position. You are a master of Israel. And you don't know. You say, no, it's not. You don't know these things. You know, sometimes we, with what God has given, sometimes we take it for granted that people know what God wants to know. He wasn't just like trying to put Nicodemus down because he had position, because he did this and that. He told other people what to do and whatever. But no, he was saying, he just plainly said, or thou master of Israel, and you don't know these things. He wasn't trying to put him down now. He wasn't trying to make him think like he was smaller than he did not know. But he said, very, very, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. You can't speak what you don't know. How are you going to speak? How are you going to communicate what you don't know? What's not in the mentality, what's not in the heart? He says to him, we do not know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not a witness. He said, if I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? So that was his appointed time. I don't know whether it was the first of the year. I don't know whether the middle of the year. I don't know whether the last part of the year that Nicodemus came to Christ. It's not that important. But the important thing that he came to Jesus to inquire of what Jesus wanted him to do and to seek answer. That's all he wanted. He wanted to find the answer. I've seen the things that you're doing. I've heard about the things that you're doing. So, in other words, he wanted for Jesus. He wanted to get some answers for him. And in that 12th verse again, it says, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You remember when Moses lifted up the serpent, all the people were sick and they were dying, and he held up that serpent that the people will live. Well, it's time for us to lift up the name of Jesus. For the word tells us, if he be lifted up, he said that he would draw all men unto him, because there are many people that are sick. There are people not just physically sick, not
because they have a broken leg or because they have problems with their body, their heart. No. But they need somebody to lift up his name. The word of God said to cry loud and to spare not and to lift up our voices as a trumpet before him. So therefore, it has to be movement. It has to be some action. It has to be somebody that have the boldness on the inside that will go and will tell men and women, boys and girls, about Jesus. It has to be somebody that's bold enough that don't care what they're going to be spoken of, how they're going to be spoken of, whether it's good or bad. Because why? They want souls to be saved. But Jesus is telling us this morning that we as believers, that we have to lift up his name. We can have a book and we don't read it, we're not properly profiting from that book. If we have the word of God and we read the word of God and not applying the word of God to our life, then what profit is there if we don't apply it to the word of God? When I read the word of God, I'm talking about I because I have to make it personal. When I read the word of God, it builds my faith. It gives me that courage to go forth and to go on. When I read the word of God, I see when in the word of God, where in the word of God, it encouraged my heart to go forth and to tear down the strongholds of the enemy. The Lord told me many years ago when I was trying to sleep, he told me to be bold, to be courageous. Kept saying it, to be bold. I was trying to sleep and courageous. And therefore, I had to be bold. I had to be courageous. I had to go forward for him because it's no longer I but the Christ that lives within. So Moses had to lift up the man of God. The man of God, you know Moses. Moses was a man of God that didn't want to go for him. He's not the only one. We can't just put Moses down. But he thought that, hey, I can't even speak very well. He's sending me? Why are you sending me? I can't even talk straight. Come on. Nobody not going to want to know what I got to say. I mean, I'm not a good communicator. So why are you sending me? You know, he thought about the things that he had done in his life. But yet God had to let him know that I'll call you. And so when God calls us to do a work for him, then we don't have to make excuses why we cannot be used. None of us make excuses. God, I can't do this. God wants to use somebody else. I know they can do it much better than I can do it. I've seen them. They can speak much better, more clearly than I can do it. But God didn't call them. He didn't call John. He called Moses in that answer because he knew that this is the man that was going to take my people out of Egypt in a land that they are crying. They're in turmoil. The taskmaster is after them and making things very difficult for their lives. There are many people today that lives are being made so difficult. Whether it's in our society, which it is, it's on the streets, it's on the highway, but yet if we don't make a difference in their lives, and that's what God wants his people to make a difference. After God speaking to Moses, he didn't let him say, okay, you know, he just said, all right, Moses, I'll go ahead and get somebody, I'll get Aaron, go ahead and settle down. He didn't let him get away with it. And I thank God that God would let us get away with stuff like that. But when he have chosen us to do a work for him, he uses us like he used Moses to bring the Israelites out of the Egyptian land. He's not the only one that God has used to do such a thing. And he's not the only one that he has asked to do certain things like that. And he's not the only one that said no. Because if you remember, Jonah did as well. He did not want to go. And he decided, I'm going another place. But the main thing this morning is
that the word of God says, if he be lifted up, if the Son of Man be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto them. That whosoever believeth in him, that's what we got to say. I'm almost finished this morning. But he said, whosoever believeth in him, whosoever believeth in Christ, will not perish. And that should touch our heart. How many people, who can even number them, that people that do not know Christ, how many people that you know that do not have that understanding, the revelation of Christ? For the words of whosoever believeth in him. Remember John 3:16, where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But if they're not going to believe, if we don't tell them the word of God, they're not going to believe if we don't live a life in front of other people, letting our light so shine before men. It's not always verbalizing. It's letting our light shine for him. The word says, whosoever, that's me, that's you, that's my neighbor, that's the people on the other side of town, those are the people that's in New York. There's the people that's in Missouri. Those are the people that's in Alaska or wherever they may live. These are the people that God wants to save and touch their heart. These are the people that God wants to give hope, because the word of God says that Jesus Christ is the hope of glory. He is our only hope, the only hope. We can't pay ourselves into heaven. If we had $1 million and went before God and we did not live right before him and say, God, here is $1 million. Take this and let me in. Do you think he's going to let you in? No, he is not going to let you in. Did he let those 5 foolish virgins in the 25th chapter of Matthew? No. He didn't let them in. He closed the door. And that's the thing about it today, that we have to open up our hearts. And when we open up our hearts, God will receive us as his children. Why don't you just bow your head before the Lord on this morning? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we truly thank you for the word. We thank you, God, for the word of God that you have given this morning to the people of God. God, not only here at Word of Faith, Praise, and Worship Center, but God, you have given it, Father God, from city to city, to state to state. And Lord God, even as we have preached the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God, I pray, God, that souls will be saved. I pray, God, that lives will be changed. I pray, God, that you will make a difference in them. I pray, God, that their life, God, will be totally given and surrendered unto you. God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, your word say, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, God, you said that he shall be saved. Father, you told Nicodemus that he must be born again. So, Lord, even as our voice go out into the radio audience and hear a word of faith, we pray, God, that lives will be changed. So, Lord, if you come at midnight or you come early in the morning, God, that thy people, God, will be able to enter in, that they'll be able, Father God, to receive you and that you're able to receive them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, even now, God, as our voice goes out even to our radio audience. Father God, if there is any sick, Lord, cause your healing power to be manifested in their body. Father, I send the word. I speak the word, God, even right now. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, I speak the word to them. God, no matter what location they may be in, Father, I send the word to the hospitals. I send the word to the nursing homes. I send the word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to those that, Father, that are walking the streets and, God, seem like they don't have any hope. God, I send the word to them, Father God, that you will touch their body. Those that are blind, Father God, physically blind, God, heal, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. And Father, we praise you, God, even now. Go over to prostate cancer. God, right now, God, we command in Jesus' name your healing power to be manifested upon their bodies. And for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together and let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have been listening to Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center. Please join us on next Sunday at this very same time. And remembering that Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center, we're here on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 to 1. If you're on your lunch hour, you're in the city, we want to invite you to come and pray unto God. The Bible says some things come by prayer and fasting, and we need to pray before God. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in, and in your going out is our prayer.